We turn now to Iraq. U.S. soldiers and Iraqi troops raided 7 mosques today in the city of Ramadi. That's west of Baghdad, the western end of the Sunni triangle. The U.S. says these mosques have been sites for harboring terrorists and storing illegal weapons. U.S. forces also arrested the top Sunni cleric in the region. And in Baghdad, 10 men held hostage for more than a month are now safe in the Turkish embassy there. They've been released. Joining us now from Baghdad is Scott Peterson. He's a staff writer for the Christian Science Monitor. Scott, first the details from Ramadi. It's a city held by rebels. This chain of events started late yesterday when insurgents there fired on U.S. troops.
Well, that's right, and that kind of firing has been going on and on in recent weeks. Ramadi is a place that many would consider to be a no-go area. So this is one of the places that U.S. forces are hoping to get sorted out and basically under control before elections in January. And certainly last evening we saw a very, very concerted effort to seize control of those mosques in Ramadi.
What about this prominent Sunni cleric who was arrested?
Well, I think American forces up there have been feeling very much that the clerical establishment on the Sunni side has been against them, and more importantly, has been fomenting some of the problems that that they've been seeing. So even if they are themselves not carrying weapons in their hands, they feel that they are part and parcel of the insurgency. And in this case, it's a very bold move to have taken such a high-profile cleric, but we will see how these raids and that arrest will affect the insurgency over the next week or 10 days.
Scott, the other news from Iraq today is the release of these 10 hostages last night. They're all from Turkey. They were working for a road contracting company. What did they say about their release?
Well, I think that the remarkable thing, of course, is that now I think that we've reached a total of 150 hostages that have been taken here, and the in many cases, or in some cases, when it has come to individual contractors or people who work for specific companies, those companies have complied with the kidnappers' demands to withdraw from Iraq or no longer work with American forces here. But the Turkish company that had these 10 men as their employees seems to have said the opposite, and that they will continue working here. But they were nevertheless able to secure their release.
Was that a bribe, or how did they do it? Pay a ransom?
Well, it's hard to say. I don't think anyone will admit here that ransoms were paid, but certainly ransoms have been paid in the past. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. That is certainly the template that is used for Iraqis themselves. And remember, we've seen 150 foreigners kidnapped. There have literally been thousands of Iraqis kidnapped. Most of them have been professional people, doctors and others. And as people who have survived that ordeal have described to me, the kidnappers seem to have a two-pronged strategy. On the one hand, they are trying to extort money, and then on the other hand, they're also trying to make it all the more difficult for the Americans and also for the interim government here to rule, simply by making the streets so unsafe.
Scott Peterson of the Christian Science Monitor in Baghdad. Thanks, Scott.
Thank you.